Antennas. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Danta Claus from PC Laptops in Henderson, Nevada. Would you like to save huge, massive money this holiday season? Don't throw out that old computer. We can transform that old, slow, or broken-down desktop or laptop into fluffy, high-speed goodness, no matter what brand it is. Just bring your desktop or laptop computer in for a free diagnostic. The diagnostic is 100% free, and there's no obligation. We're so great at making computers faster that if we can't fix or upgrade your desktop or laptop, we'll buy it from you. Have I lost my mind? Want to trade in your old computer? We have brand new lifetime warranty desktop computers from $799, and we'll buy your old computer. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12 months special financing on any PC laptops, desktop, or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends, and it truly is the season of giving. In the next few weeks, a lot of get-togethers will include alcohol. Holiday cheer can take a quick turn for the worse, though, if you drink and drive. Don't do that. As an injury lawyer, I've seen the devastation firsthand, so let's promise each other that this year will be different. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
Sam Darnold gives to McGuire, running right, cuts it back at the goal line. He's in! That's a Jet touchdown! The Jets take the lead!
Looking for a place to watch tonight's Monday Night Football matchup? Watch the game with Cofield and Company down at Pizza Rock, inside of Green Valley Ranch.
Looks right, throws one down the right sideline, up in the air, it's intercepted! Picked off by Tremaine Johnson, his second of the day, and it's going to be victory formation for the New York Jets with under a minute to go.
Yeah, so I'm bouncing around town yesterday, and I so hate this new deal with teams in sports when they suck for the first half of the season or two-thirds, the bailing thing, but I'm in. So I'm bouncing around town. Well, truth be told, I was settled at a place, and I'm watching games, and I'm like, so that was the Jets beating the Bills. That was from the Jets radio network. That was Blue Christmas after it. I think you know that, with our guy Elvis. And in some ways, like, for me, it's a Blue Christmas with the Jets. Stop winning! Stop!
Yeah.
I don't need you to beat the Bills. In fact, of all teams, you need to lose to the Bills. And I hate this. I know curmudgeon like Adam Hill loves this storyline. By the way, Mark Seidel in studio helping us out with the Big Five. I don't know where you are on this. Well, because your team is good.
No, my team is good enough to, like, barely possibly be in the playoff discussion.
Who's your team?
Titans.
Okay. I think you're underselling them.
Their defense is very underrated. Mark, I will say that.
They smashed the Patriots. They seem to have finally gotten it with. I've never believed the Titans have used Derrick Henry as the bell cow that he is.
Yeah.
So they're on an uptick. Your situation, see, that I will not tolerate. Hey, we're going to make the playoffs, but we have no chance. You always have a chance. And you beat one of the best teams. You killed them.
Yeah.
So the Titans have a chance. The Jets do not. And I know people hate this storyline with the Raiders and the Niners and the Cardinals, but really winning games down the stretch, the Giants are doing it. Like, what's the freaking point?
Yeah.
Giants were just handed the whole thing on a silver platter yesterday. We'll get to what the Redskins put on the field. That was a freaking travesty. But yeah, for these teams down the stretch, it's this weird deal now. You want your young guys to play hard. You want to develop character. The Jets are playing hard. Todd Bowles is not keeping his job. So he's doing, this is going to sound crazy, the fact that they're competing, he's doing an amazing job, which is actually, here's the other thing. When you've got a team that needs to lose, The coach ekes out a couple of wins. The guys play hard the rest of the way. All of a sudden, upper management's like,
Same thing happened around here.
Maybe we'll keep Todd Bowles around. And you're like, no, I thought it was decided like 4 weeks ago. You're going to go get a heavy hitter. Go get John Harbaugh. So it's this whole weird thing where you don't want to root against your team. Like, I watched the Jets play the Patriots a couple weeks ago, and I was completely pissed off in the fourth quarter. Game ended, and I'm like, why was I getting mad that they were losing?
Yeah.
So it's this mixed emotion when your team stinks.
Well, I mean, especially in the NFL, because I think in the NFL, not so much as, you know, the NBA or anything like that, but one player in the NFL can make a huge difference, because one player can, you know, a big-time wide receiver draws all the pressure away from other positions on the field.
I hate to say it, but because I was a little anti Saquon Barkley being drafted, but yeah. Barkley is going to make a big difference for the Giants. These quarterbacks will make a big difference for teams like the Browns and the Jets and maybe the Bills, maybe the Ravens, maybe the Cardinals. This year, you know, the teams at the top of the draft, I would be really fired up to get, and I'm going to go defense, Ed Oliver, or, yeah. I mean, scouts are talking about Nick Bosa being ahead of his brother Joey at this age.
Bosa's a beast.
But yesterday, I'm watching the Jets beat the Bills, and I'm like, well, there goes Nick Bosa.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks hard playing Jets when there's nothing to play for.
You look at
just lose
at what Joey Bosa did for San Diego. I mean, having the combination edge rushers that they have, it's, like I said, it takes pressure off of everybody else, and it's the point guard in basketball that makes everybody better. As soon as you put somebody like that on the field, everybody's focus is more on that person than everybody else. So it immediately brings everybody up to a level that they weren't at before. Plain and simple.
I'll deal with it for the rest of the season. Jets. Just lose. Come on.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big 5 at 4. Number 5.
Have you ever been part of the crew, and by crew I mean like millions of people, who do the self-portrait, some kind of photo of them or their family as a Christmas card? Never? Or have you?
Are you seriously asking? Yes, unfortunately I have been.
Recently or?
Recently,
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Those are keepsakes. For the rest of us.
Those are Kinlan.
Right. Remember this card? 8 years from now. Mark, remember this? It's kind of funny now, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, not funny at all.
No, nothing's funny about this. Nothing. Sorry.
Good times, man.
There's something. I've never done it. No one wants to see a picture of me. There's something, and I'm too lazy and disorganized. Like, I love Christmas, but everything just comes at me too fast, and there's no way I could get a card done.
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
I just had my face on a card.
I figured it wasn't you. I figured someone else wanted a picture of themselves out there.
Yes.
Mark Jackson has something really weird going on right now. So Mark Jackson's Christmas card, I guess, is a photo of him playing back in, we think, 1990. Reddit, which is incredibly ridiculous, but also a useful resource sometimes.
Uh-huh.
I'll call it an anomaly. But it's really not. It's just something weird in the background of the Mark Jackson Christmas card. He's playing, and in the background are the Menendez brothers. You remember those guys who killed their parents?
Brutally murdered their parents? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I've heard of them once or twice.
Yes. So it's the 1990 basketball card. By the way, I just added the Christmas card thing in there just as... It's not really a Christmas card, but it's a 1990 basketball card. You know, otherwise, it really wouldn't mean a whole lot. But yeah, the Menendez brothers are in the background. They murdered their parents in 89. They were eventually convicted. It looks like we know the date of the murders was August 20th, 1989. They were arrested on March 8th, 1990. Well, basketball season, right?
Yeah.
In between August and March.
Got to get out there and see the games.
So Mark Jackson's Christmas, or I keep saying Christmas card, his basketball card has the Menendez brothers in the background. That's bizarro. It was actually taken at MSG. We got to be able to narrow down the date, right? Right now, that card is selling for $25 on eBay. and 182 cards had been sold as of Monday morning.
Yeah, you just got to look look up Knicks games between the two dates. Home at home, Madison Square Garden games.
Is there a group of, aren't there people who are
weirdos and collect stuff like that?
Yeah.
I was about to say dibs.
Really?
I was going to say we might have one of those in this room.
That's a piece of history, homie.
This sounds like an Adam Hill type deal.
I feel like Chrissy would like...
You'd want to buy a card with the Menendez brothers in the background.
Yes, I would.
Oh, man.
Do you know how much that's going to be worth someday?
That's the sad part. She's right. That's the sad part. Really weird. So, also weird and unrelated, but sort of related, and I guess I was just saying someone else was a little self-centered, but I'll be self-centered. There was a picture on Twitter yesterday. One of my buddies who I did radio with back in 96 through like 98... then became my boss, then got out of radio. He sent me a picture over the weekend. It's a Keon Clark basketball card. He's got, I'll send this out in a couple minutes. He's got two guys in the media section circled behind Keon Clark, who played for UNLV. Really good big man, and life didn't exactly go the way Keon wanted. Some prison there. But I'm actually in the background sitting there with my buddy. You know, random dude. Not the Menendez brothers.
It's even better.
He and I never murdered anyone. We have done some other things that were illegal. But I showed you the picture.
Yeah.
Pictures for radio. This always works really well. I didn't show Chrissy yet. Chrissy, did you look at it? Mark, your reaction?
The first thing I said was, wow, that's some pretty good hair you got going, man.
I get it. All right, I get it. I've lost some hair, all right?
Oh, no.
I've lost some hair.
Please tell me this is a joke.
No, that's actually me in 90. It was March 6th of 97, because I could look this up. It was UNLV Tulsa in the WAC tournament. Bill Baino coach team with Keon Clark, and they were playing Tulsa. And, yes, with a power do back in
real power
97.
Uh-huh.
What a stud.
I know, right? Wait, I think you're mocking me.
No, I'm not.
Here's the other thing. Legitimately.
Hair plug free?
No.
Oh.
You can't really see much of the build, but I was a little lighter back then.
Yeah, you have some, like, your shoulders look like broad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good
for you.
Now I'm just kind of square. just barrel chested and just square. Want to guess? How much lighter I was in that picture? Now, don't be ridiculous.
I think you were 165.
I'd say you're probably 35 pounds lighter. 40.
Are you trying to be nice?
I mean, 40 pounds. 40 pounds.
I would say 85. Seriously.
It's like me before I moved out here.
What was the lightest you were as somewhat of an adult? Keep in mind, this is me at 27.
I was like 180, 185.
Yeah. When I came out to Vegas... because I was here in August of 96. That's March of 97. When I came out, I was like, you know what? I'm kind of heavy. And I weighed like 185 at the time. I am...
That's all fun and games.
You know I'm... The audience knows I am cheap. I'm also very regimented. Like now, I could eat... Just name anything fatty. I could eat that every day, right?
Yeah.
Then I basically... This is not healthy. And it's not good for you. I would have like a ramen. I wasn't making a lot of money either. So I was like, okay, let's do this. I would have a ramen for dinner. My breakfast or lunch would be a milk and one of those cereal bars. I went from 185 to 148.
Good. 148.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Hey, I need that. I'm going to start doing the Cofield diet.
I should be dead. I can't do it now. I would die.
Ramen and Nutri-Grain bars?
I was like all salt and... Probably didn't drink a whole lot of water, but in that picture, there's no way I'm more than, no, because I there's no way I lost. I got here in August. There's no way before March I was around 150, 148.
Emaciated, your eyes sunk back in your head.
It was amazing. God, the clothes I could wear.
It's all fun and games when you go and you see like, man, that's a really dope shirt. I like that.
Yeah. Do they have it in double X?
They're out of all the big sizes.
Yeah, you know what they have everywhere?
Smalls.
Yeah.
Smalls and mediums.
I don't know if I was a small. I was probably a medium at 148.
Do you still have the shirt? Because if you tried it on now, it looked like you were shopping at Baby Gap or something.
Now, that's a great question. What do you think the answer is?
Yes, of course you do.
Yes.
I have shirts.
Please bring it in. Please.
I've got shirts, too, that I'm like, one day, me and you are going to get back together, man. Because you are a dope shirt.
What's my sickness? Hoarding.
Oh, I'm a hoarder too, man.
Actually, this last week, I was like, let me clean up. I'm going to throw in a bunch of old clothes, a bunch of the small clothes.
Doesn't work.
I filled up one bag. That was it. I could fill up 10 bags easily.
I actually, because I just moved, I threw away a bunch of crap. But it was stuff that, like, didn't matter to
me.
I have shirts, like, from, like, Bobcats opening night. 2013.
That happened to me.
It means nothing, but I still have it, and I will never let it go.
Mark, it happened to me when I was cleaning up last week. There were a couple of things that were like Super Bowl from like 2002. I'm like, I can't get rid of this. Yeah. Why am I keeping this?
1881.
I'm close. What do you think the oldest shirt I have is?
Oh, what are you, 57? No, I'm just kidding. No, I'd say you probably...
I'll cut to the chase. I have...
You got shirts from the 80s. Shirt.
I have flannels. Yeah, I have flannels from 90.
Yeah, 28 years, 30 years ago.
Just a little older than me. Wait.
That's a good point, actually. Oh, no. I have shirts that are older than Chrissy. God.
Number four.
Do we jump on the bandwagon, or do we just start it? I don't even know if the bandwagon's out there. Low character, Kyler Murray, strip him of the Heisman.
No.
Did you see what that kid tweeted when he was 14? What a dirtbag.
Man, if I had Twitter when I was 14, I wouldn't have a job right now.
Here we go again.
I would not have a job.
This has now become a national tradition. Any young athlete who emerges at, you know, that next level of superstardom, whether it's Josh Hader or Josh Allen, now Kyler Murray got it. A USA Today reporter went and found tweets from when he was 14 where he was calling a buddy a queer.
Yeah.
And USA Today is like, these surfaced.
And I hate
like,
to
no,
say
you
it.
Went, you actually went and found them.
Yeah.
And then Kyler Murray apologizes, and we're now in this stupid cycle again.
Well, what's worse? Okay, because when I was 14 or whatever, I said some messed up things. Like... But what's worse?
You're 14. You're a moron.
Yes, you're an idiot.
Most of us are.
The what's worse? The 14-year-old kid who says that, or the grown man who sifts through somebody's tweets, you know, for hours and hours and hours and hours, trying and hoping, because you know they're hoping to find something.
Yeah.
They're not just doing it just for a public service. No, they're doing it because they are hoping that they can find that this kid messed up when he was a freshman. In high school or in eighth grade.
Well, I think it's time to strip him of the Heisman, and the A's should ask for the big bonus back and cut him.
Yeah.
Sorry. You're out. I thought this tweet wrapped this pretty well. One of our buddies, Jason Barrett, who's at Sports Radio PD, said, the more social media is used to try and damage people, the less necessary and valuable it becomes. If you're going to try to ruin a young man's reputation based on what he said as a young teen, you better make sure you've lived the perfect life yourself. What a freaking joke.
Couldn't have said it any better.
Number three.
All right, what do we do with this Leonard Fournette deal? He got into it with a fan. There's video. The claim is that racial slur was thrown his way. We've had a lot of these stories the last couple of weeks. We had the FedEx driver who got into it with someone because the person was freaking screaming racial slurs at him. He decks him. The guy falls and dies. And the local justice system is like, well, sorry.
Yeah.
No charges.
Yeah.
What do we do with Leonard Fournette? Because here's the problem with Fournette. Even with racial slurs thrown his way, how many freaking times does Len Fournette have to show that he has no self-control? And I know it's difficult, and I know awful name-calling is tough to deal with, but can we ISO this and go, well, this is different versus all of the times he's had to be disciplined for nonsense?
Let's keep it real, though. Like, I've been at games before, and... You know, you hear what some people say to players, what they say about, you know, their family members, and I could never put myself in the shoes of an African American and have to deal with some of the things that they deal with. I could never do that. But I tell you that I've been at games and I've heard things said to people that if I was the person that was getting said to, we'd have an issue. We'd have a problem. So I can't sit here and try to be the moral police and say Leonard Fournette was wrong, because I don't know what was said, but I have heard things said to players, football players, basketball players, baseball players, that I know for a fact, if I was that player that was being yelled at and those things were being said to me, that we would I'd have an issue with that person.
Number two.
Repeat after me. You ready?
Yep.
You don't have to do it. I want those in the audience. I'm going to read something to you. Repeat after me. I was wrong and stubborn. Of course the Redskins should have signed Colin Kaepernick 2 weeks ago. If you sent messages on social media arguing that Mark Sanchez has some sort of accomplishments that warrant him being back in the NFL on a playoff contender instead of Colin Kaepernick, you're a clown. Yeah. And yesterday was the most ridiculous example we've seen yet. And we've had lots of examples. The Texans decided to quit on their season a year ago, let Tom Savage play, and look at how good they are with Deshaun Watson. They never even gave themselves a fighting chance. Huh. Rest in peace, Bob McNair! Good decision! Right? But that drove me freaking nuts.
Yeah.
The Niners gave up on their season this year by not bringing in Kaepernick. Hell, the Bills! Bills' defense is good! The Bills could make the playoffs again. And if you're listening to this and you're like, Kaepernick, the kneeling, he hasn't played. Stop, okay?
Yeah.
Please stop. Mark Sanchez yesterday, the Redskins at 6-6 were down 40-0 against the four-win Giants. 40-0. You have no leg to stand on. They replaced him with a guy who had just signed on with something called the AAF. Josh Johnson went in, and guess who's starting this week for the Redskins? Josh freaking Johnson!
When was the last time he had played in an NFL game before yesterday?
And that's the best part about this, because that is one.
That's the main thing.
That's the new narrative that people will throw out there with, yep, Kaepernick. They're like, he hasn't played in forever. Nor had Matt Barkley, he got signed. Nor had PED cheat, low character guy Mark Sanchez, and Josh Johnson. I almost called him Josh Jackson. Josh Johnson hasn't played in the NFL in forever. Listen, yeah, folks, if you can't get past the stupid kneeling stuff, that's fine. Just admit it. But stop making football arguments as to why this guy is not in the league. The league has shut him out. The owners have an agreement, I believe.
Yeah, I'm with you.
To not sign him. And, you know, if you're a fan of one of these markets and you paid for season tickets and you support not bringing in the best players possible for your team, then I guess you have the right to be a moron.
Yeah.
But I would be livid. I paid seat licenses years ago. I pay these high-dollar season ticket prices. I'm forced to pay for two of these stupid practice games. And a team that has a chance at a season just says, you know what? We're afraid that people are going to get mad and we can't deal with the two-week blowback.
I was going to say, like, and people don't realize that that's not going to be a thing that just goes on and on and on. If Colin Kaepernick got a job, which I think he, obviously you can look at who is playing quarterback in the NFL right now, there's absolutely zero reason why he doesn't at the very least have a backup job. He
should,
100% should be on a roster. And you know, all it takes is that one team to bring him back. Yes, will there be some backlash for a week, for 2 weeks from idiots, from morons? Of course there will. But
at least try.
Just like everything else out there, it all goes away eventually.
Yep.
People are more forgiving than you will ever know.
Bill Barnwell, really good voice in the NFL, some of his tweets yesterday. Mark Sanchez is 3 of 10 for 14 yards with 2 picks. If they're playing him because he knows the scheme, because that was the excuse last week, he knows the scheme. He says if they're playing him because he knows the scheme sucks. Barnwell also said, Sanchez has now been benched. Coaches should be held to their quotes. If they said they evaluated and thought Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson are better than Colin Kaepernick, even if we know it's nonsense, they should take heat for their inability to evaluate quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I really believe in that.
I do too.
I Jay Gruden does not have final say, but Bruce Allen does. Might be time to go, but here's the problem. I feel with 99% certainty that Dan Snyder is totally behind that decision.
Oh, 100%.
So, and that's why they're one of the most dysfunctional franchises in all of football. Jamel Hill said, Now, I ain't the smartest woman in the world, but I'm trying to figure out how Mark Sanchez is a better system fit than Kaepernick when it was Kaepernick who replaced Alex Smith in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter also shot down the notion that, you know, Gruden's like, oh, we talked about Kaepernick.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we considered him. Schefter said, despite Jay Gruden saying Washington had internal discussions about bringing in Kaepernick, Redskins didn't reach out to him, nor has any team this season. And on some of these discussions, someone said, correct me if I'm wrong, this is just a random fan, correct me if I'm wrong, but Kaepernick is suing the NFL, no? You don't work for an employer you're suing, as far as I know. Anyone? Well, Eric Reed is in the NFL. Yep. He's also part of the suit.
Yeah, he's gainfully employed.
So.
And he's, like, heading the lawsuit. So, yeah, stop with that silly little narrative.
Number one.
All right, Raiders pull off the shocker yesterday.
Why?
Against the Steelers. Well, I want to stay away from that stuff, that nonsense. You're right. It's the same as the Jets. Really, the story here is the Steelers. We'll get back to Reggie McKenzie being fired the next day. The GM is out. Boy, the Steelers side of things. And the excuses. I will say I thoroughly enjoyed watching the game.
Yeah.
I'm out and about. I tweeted out a picture of it. I'm sitting there at sort of a Steelers. It's not officially like a Steelers and Cowboys bar. Those were the fans who were there watching the afternoon game. So I was 100% a Raiders fan and 100% an Eagles fan because I like to do that, right? So tweeted out a picture of two guys just looking miserable.
Yeah.
The inability by the Steelers to win that game.
Screams. It just,
it's unreal. And you know what? You know what it screams? I like Mike Tomlin, but this is the Steelers' history under Mike Tomlin. Man, they are number one. I'll have to get you the numbers because I know we had the numbers last year because they kept doing it last year. They're number one amongst top level teams that come up flat in big spots when they're laying a touchdown or more. And they played like crap. They shouldn't have. They should have been fired up, ready to go. After losing to the Chargers, that was a bad loss, right? Yeah. Chargers are a good team, but they blew a 2-touchdown lead.
Yeah.
They don't come out fired up yesterday. And then here's the other amazing thing, because I know people, you have your excuses. We'll get to one important one, is Big Ben went down. He came in at the end. Steeler fans, enjoy the arrogance now that you're a good team.
Yeah.
You got a glimpse of what the rest of us deal with when you don't have the Big Ben type for 15 years.
Yeah.
Sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, Josh Dobbs. That, I mean, you talk about going from, like, top 8 quarterback in the league with the same exact talent, and you see the switch to the backup.
Just everything
falls
off.
Holy crap.
And they said they have no idea what's going on, no idea how to use the, you know, you've got the best wide receiver in the game, arguably, around you. And you don't know how to use them.
And I'm happy for Derek Carr, because I thought Carr was really getting it in ridiculous fashion. In this market, that clown, Bischoff. I don't think Tyler's a clown, but some of Tyler's stuff early in the year when arguing that Khalil Mack could have stayed if they hadn't given Derek Carr a big deal. Derek Carr is a franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
He is. I still think he's a little shell-shocked from getting broken in half last year with the back injury. He played with the back injury last year. They tried to pretend, and he tried to pretend he had it.
Snapped in half as well, too.
And his leg. And he's a guy who's still a work in progress, but he's a damn good quarterback, and that was a great drive to get him down the field.
Yeah.
So great, awesome job by Gruden. You know, the amazing thing is Big Ben comes in after sitting out most of the second half with a rib injury, and then you see the difference again the other way. Bing, bang, boom, bang, right down the field. And then, holy crap. The hook and ladder play?
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can give the Steelers credit for. Their ability to find wide receivers is unmatched in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Juju Smith-Schuster is ridiculous.
He's really good.
He's a massive dude with great speed. I don't even know how the Raiders got him. I'm sorry, got him on that play. How they caught him.
Yeah.
I thought he was gone.
Yeah, no, it's impressive. It's impressive when you see.
Yeah.
When you see somebody, like you said.
Big Ben is so good. But, and obviously Juju is awesome. That play, just Big Ben on that drive, was just ridiculous. But here's the thing, Mark, with the Steelers. They have to make a change of kicker. And now you're making a change in week 15?
You got to make a change of coach.
Well, I think we need to let the story play out the rest of the year. This week, they have to move.
Yeah.
From Boswell. They have to get a kicker.
Was he 66% of his field goals, I think?
And I don't want to hear the field was slippery. They both play. I mean, I saw that immediately. There were people at the bar I was at, like, the field sucked. Well, you know, part of the story early in the game is you see these guys running out there with bags, with backup cleats. Like, why aren't you ready for the game?
Yeah.
Why aren't you ready? If the surface sucks, why aren't you ready? Raiders appeared to be ready. They're playing on the same surface.
Yeah.
So they were equipped.
They weren't slipping like that. They weren't slipping like the Steelers were.
No. So I don't know what to make of the Steelers anymore. God almighty. Ravens!
Lamar Jackson. I got a man crush on Lamar Jackson. That dude is unreal, man. And he is going to be good. This is not one of those.
He's good now.
I know, but it's not one of those. Oh, we got some film on him. No, like.
All I heard the last couple weeks, Mark, was, look at who Lamar Jackson is beating. Who cares?
Yeah.
He went into Kansas City. They were winning the game. He gets crap blocking on his blind side, gets nailed, fumbles it. And on top of that, the Ravens defense, which is very good. I'm not going to rip a defense when you're going against Andy Reid. Yeah. They're geniuses. Tyreek Hill is a transcendent player speed-wise. But
on
when
one leg, he was out there.
When you see him in the middle of the field open, you're like, no!
How is this happening? It's not even like he was open like that. Throw that Mahomes made across his body.
It's sandlot football. It's so amazing.
That is not normal. It's not
so
normal.
Amazing. So think about it. The Ravens win that game. I mean, Steelers are soiling themselves now.
Yeah.
I mean, the division's not a lock.
Well, as a Titans fan,
think about the domino effect. Ravens win that. Kansas City is right with the Chargers. Then we got Thursday Night Football with the Chiefs and the Chargers.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill.
On one leg, too, which is all the more impressive, man. He was legitimately hobbling around out there. Still faster than everybody.
We haven't even gotten to one of the best games of the day from Sunday. Sunday was incredible, right? Which is funny. If we go back to the Kaepernick topic, remember when everyone's like, NFL sucks. Yeah. I hate it. No, you don't. And if you do, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Yesterday was outrageous. There was so much, and there is so much to get into with the Cowboys and the Eagles. And then, you know, we haven't gotten to the Rams and the Bears. That was incredible. The Bears' defense is awesome.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Yo, it's Cofield with the holidays here. You got those parties, company functions to attend. You gotta look good. So go to my place, Swagger Men's Grooming. Haircuts, beard trims, hair color and waxing. I got a face shave. It was awesome. Shampoo and massage is included. And if you mention ESPN, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's Coronado Center and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Why not treat someone else to a trip to Swagger Men's Grooming? Get your pals a gift card. For every $60 you spend, you get another $10 gift card or an instant rebate for free. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Yes, Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Keeping you cool in the summer, warm in the winter, and available anytime your plumbing won't go with the flow. Schedule your heating or plumbing checkup. 888-4937. 888-4937 or go to theyesmancan.com. License 7233 and 71246.
Good Monday, Las Vegas. Fran Carnes checking in, wrapping up another weekend of NFL action. Now, whether you're having a great weekend or you need to bail out after a bad weekend, the bottom line is, on tonight's game, your wager is an investment. For investments to collect the ticket, you need the right information. For that, we're calling our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, I know you're in Seattle tonight to get some late-breaking information on Minnesota and the Seahawks.
Yeah, we did acquire some information on Friday and Saturday. I flew out just to confirm it. This is going to be a very, very interesting matchup tonight. Minnesota at Seattle. Seattle laying 3, total 45.5. Minnesota coming in at 6-5-1 after that bad beatdown by New England last week. Seattle coming in at 7-5, and they smacked San Francisco around for their last move. Vikings are trailing division-leading Chicago right now. Seattle won 7 of their last 12 games, and they are currently in the driver's seat for one of the two NFC wild card spots. Guys, this is going to be a very, very interesting Monday night game. There are a lot of injuries in this game, and the only way to win when you have that many injuries and things are up in the air is you need information. We have it. We'll share it with everyone at no charge. Do not make a move tonight without calling us first at 1-888-566-7878. Now, a lot of people hear the word free on the radio and they get very afraid. Guys, there is no catch. There is no obligation. Make the call. We'll give you the winning side in the game. You can call us back tomorrow to say thank you. It's 1-888-566-7878.
Now, Steve, with two teams like this that are both looking at the playoffs, there's a lot of information out there. There's injuries. There's all sorts of other things going on as well. They're trying to get into the playoffs healthy, but first they have to get in there. Bottom line is you need the right information to cash the ticket. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
That's absolutely correct, Frank. You have two teams, Minnesota and Seattle, sitting like right in the middle of the offensive records for this year. Minnesota scoring 23 points a game. Seattle scoring 26.5 points per game. A lot of their stats are very close. Guys, we have this information on the game tonight, and the only way you're going to find out how strong it is, obviously, is by making the call. There's no charge. It is free. It's 1-888-566-7878. Make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. That's the most important part of this. It's a no-lose situation. Free call, free winner, free profits. Guys, there is no hype. There's no hassle. As I said, no obligation. Make it a profitable Monday. Whether you need to bail out from a bad weekend or you want to double up on a good one, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Minnesota, Seattle, free from Gordon Howard.
Kevin Harlan with All Event quarterback Kurt Warner here from Westwood One with a preview of Monday Night Football brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Try the Mac Stack, mac and cheese with slow smoked meats. Dickies.com. Hey, Kurt, it's a primetime NFC matchup of two playoff hopeful teams, the Seahawks and the Vikings.
I tell you what, Kevin, I can't wait to watch this one. Russell Wilson's been playing great football, as always, against that Minnesota Vikings defense. And then you got Kirk Cousins, who's playing some really efficient football as well against the Seattle defense that I didn't expect to be nearly as good as they are this year with all the changes that they've had. So much riding on this game. I think it's going to be a great one.
It's the Vikings and Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
O'Reilly. If road grime is making it difficult to see what's ahead, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help clear the way. Pick up 2 gallons of Rain-X windshield washer fluid for $7. See better in any weather with Rain-X windshield washer fluid, 2 for $7 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it. Which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it. Which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
A winning team isn't an accident. It's the result of hard work, practice, and the right plays. So, who's on your financial team? For your first account or retirement planning, to buying a home or expanding your business, at Nevada State Bank, banking means teamwork. Add us to your lineup and we'll help you reach your goals. We're proud to be your local banking team. Bring your banking home at nsbank.com, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Ho, ho, ho. This is Danta Claus from PC Laptops in Henderson, Nevada. Would you like to save huge, massive money this holiday season? Don't throw out that old computer. We can transform that old, slow, or broken-down desktop or laptop into fluffy, high-speed goodness, no matter what brand it is. Just bring your desktop or laptop computer in for a free diagnostic. The diagnostic is 100% free, and there's no obligation. We're so great at making computers faster that if we can't fix or upgrade your desktop or laptop, we'll buy it from you. Have I lost my mind? Want to trade in your old computer? We have brand new lifetime warranty desktop computers from $799, and we'll buy your old computer. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC laptops, desktop, or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you!
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends, and it truly is the season of giving. In the next few weeks, a lot of get-togethers will include alcohol. Holiday cheer can take a quick turn for the worse, though, if you drink and drive. Don't do that. As an injury lawyer, I've seen the devastation firsthand, so let's promise each other that this year will be different. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Suck it, Philly.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not chanting.
Suck it, Philly. Suck it, Philly.
Prescott looks. Prescott fires. Incomplete. No, it's bouncing and catching it is Cooper. Cooper's in for a touchdown and the game is over. The ball was off of Rasul Douglas.
Douglas
had his hands on the ball and it came off of his hands into the hands of Amari Cooper and the Cowboys win.
It's Cofield and Company.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright.
That wasn't exactly a present. That's a tough one. I don't know who to root for in that one. Ah, you know what? No, you got to root against the Cowboys. Eagles. Well, God, I hate doing this on radio all the time when I'm right. Like, pat, pat, pat! But those were two of the better predictions before the season. First one was Jacksonville being the last place team in the AFC South. On the Eagles, I thought the Eagles would struggle at times this year, but I thought struggle was 9-7, 10-6. Make the playoffs. They're screwed. Cowboys. And on the flip side, you know what? Got to say, this show, especially me, we were ranting about the Cowboys and that Deion thing a couple weeks ago. He's like, Jerry Jones, he's a giver of hope. And we cracked on it. And now look where the Cowboys are. I still think they've made some brutal gaffes in building this team, but it's working right now in a lousy division. They win it on that bizarro play, which very good call by the Eagles radio network and their voice, Merrill Reese. Want to hear the Cowboys side? I love radio calls, the exciting end-of-the-game radio calls to finish off games. This is Brad Sham from the Cowboys.
Slant in the direction. Cooper caught it on the bounce. Off the defender. Cooper walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Cooper. Cowboys win. How else would you settle this game besides the ball bouncing off a defender into Amari Cooper's hands and him walking in for the winning score? How else?
So Cowboys now 8-5 appear to be in the driver's seat. Redskins have given up on their season because they refused to sign best players available. I guess you could have a miracle and the Giants could come all the way back. That doesn't look possible. Here's the thing with the Cowboys, though. And I saw a dude yesterday. It's a former Philly guy. Probably rooting for the Eagles. very frustrated after the game, you know, looking at the team that beat his Eagles, saying the Cowboys have now won 5 straight games, by the way, all with Amari Cooper. Uh-oh, Raiders. And then this is the one that got me. In my opinion, the clear-cut, it's the Cowboys, clear-cut, third-best team in the NFC behind New Orleans and Los Angeles. Are the Cowboys really the clear-cut third team? Can we look at the way they won the game yesterday and just erase everything that Dak Prescott did in the game? Because he was dreadful. And here's the question. On the third-best team in the NFC, maybe it's not even a question. Maybe the Bears last night proved that they're the second-best team. I don't think that's the case. But they've got a good argument. They beat the Rams head-to-head. Did to Sean McVay's offense what no one else has been able to do. Will the Rams have 93 yards total offense going into the fourth quarter? Goff looked like a rookie who doesn't know, you know, which side the... Was it sunrises or sunsets? Doesn't matter. Same thing, right? Well, it's not the same thing, but you get my point. Goff was awful. I still think it's Saints, Rams, Bears, and I think it's pretty clear-cut. The Bears are better than the Cowboys. But here's the other issue. We have to look at the way the Bears won. See, it's important to have a little complete critical analysis when a team wins a game. Cowboys win! They're awesome! Yeah, but Dak Prescott is going to have to make plays to beat the elite teams. And I know they just did it against the Saints. But come playoff time, who do you trust at quarterback for these four teams? There's clearly a pecking order. And actually, the third and fourth is a good debate. I trust Breeze, then Goff, then that. I don't know. Because part of the critical analysis of the Bears' victory, the defense is freaking ridiculous. But, my God, Mitch Trubisky was gross in that game. You know, I'll actually correct it. It's Dak, then Trubisky. And there's actually a gap. Trubisky was so far off on most of his throws. He's so limited. Even the easy stuff. God almighty, he had a quick hitter. I think it was to Cohen out of the backfield. It's a 5-yard throw. He throws it behind him, and I think it was Collinsworth is like, well, you know, the ball's, it's cold weather. It's kind of tough to grip. Like, really? Breeze and Goff and Dak missed that pass? Trubisky was so far off all night, and that's why the NFC playoffs are going to be freaking awesome. And that's also why I don't know who's going to make it from the motley crew behind him, but there's some good quarterbacks who are fighting for those final slots or on the outside looking in. What sort of difference? But what if Aaron Rodgers makes the playoffs? And then it's Aaron Rodgers against Mitch Trubisky, the way Trubisky played last night. I don't know what's going to happen. So, yeah, the statement that the Cowboys are clearly the third-best team, I'm not buying it. To me, the Bears are clearly at least the third-best, maybe the second-best. But we got a lot of... Yesterday presented so many freaking questions because of the quarterback play, because of the letdowns, the lack of intensity by some teams like the Steelers. This is why the NFL is great. We're in week 15 coming up. Folks, who's the guaranteed team? Saints? Really? They couldn't move the ball or score against the freaking Cowboys. Who? The Chiefs? Seriously? Struggle that much with the Ravens? Who else? Some of the teams I just mentioned? That nothing's guaranteed from here moving forward. Patriots? Well, that was impressive, wasn't it? At the Dolphins, Belichick freaking chokes down the stretch, makes the weird move, a kick of the field goal, and then the Miami Miracle right down his throat with Gronk on the field. As Patriot homer Scott Zolak said, Gronk almost tears a freaking ACL. It's so wide open. This is actually refreshing because at the end of year sometimes you get there and you're like, all right, it's going to be these two teams. Week 15 on, it is a complete crapshoot from here. And then we didn't even get to the other storylines. On the lower end of the league, Broncos lose to the crappy Niners, so their season's over. They still had an outside shot. Right? Remember a couple weeks ago, we're like, well, Broncos, pretty easy schedule. Yeah, can't beat the Niners. Just awful. And that Vance Joseph vote of confidence that appeared to be coming about 2 weeks ago, not there anymore. Not quite. It's amazing. And tonight, now we're set up with a golden opportunity. Two of the teams that are on the outside looking in, who I do think in the NFC playoff race, have good quarterbacks. Seahawks are taking on the Vikings. Chance to actually win amongst the contenders for the playoffs. When you sum up what happened yesterday, Eagles lost. Redskins lost. Panthers, we'll get to Cam and the injury and that disaster. Panthers lost. Believe it or not, Buccaneers were actually in the mix. Lost. Packers, the only team that's won, or that turned in a win yesterday. We'll get you the numbers on the Seahawks and the Vikings, and we'll send you out to Pizza Rock one final time. Pizza Rock on a Monday night. We're all going to be out there at Cofield and Company with the $4 on the drinks. Not all the drinks, but drinks and food start at $4. You got the personal pizzas, $5, $7, and $8. It's Pizza Rock inside Green Valley Ranch.
Swagger Men's Grooming. A full-service shop with haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing for men. It's Swagger Men's Grooming. Open 7 days a week at Coronado Center Drive and Eastern.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Good Monday, Las Vegas. Frank Karnas checking in, wrapping up another weekend of NFL action. Now, whether you're having a great weekend or you need to bail out after a bad weekend, the bottom line is on tonight's game, your wager is an investment. For investments to collect the ticket, you need the right information. For that, we call our friends at Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878. Joining us once again, our good friend, Mr. Steve Berry. Steve, I know you're in Seattle tonight to get some late-breaking information on Minnesota and the Seahawks.
Yeah, we did acquire some information on Friday and Saturday. I flew out just to confirm it. This is going to be a very, very interesting matchup tonight. Minnesota at Seattle. Seattle laying 3, total 45.5. Minnesota coming in at 6-5-1 after that bad beatdown by New England last week. Seattle coming in at 7-5, and they smacked San Francisco around for their last move. Vikings are trailing division-leading Chicago right now. Seattle won 7 of their last 12 games, and they are currently in the driver's seat for one of the two NFC wild card spots. Guys, this is going to be a very, very interesting Monday night game. There are a lot of injuries in this game, and the only way to win when you have that many injuries and things are up in the air is you need information. We have it. We'll share it with everyone at no charge. Do not make a move tonight without calling us first at 1-888-566-7878. Now, a lot of people hear the word free on the radio and they get very afraid. Guys, there is no catch. There is no obligation. Make the call. We'll give you the winning side in the game. You can call us back tomorrow to say thank you. It's 1-888-566-7878.
Now, Steve, with two teams like this that are both looking at the playoffs, there's a lot of information out there. There's injuries. There's all sorts of other things going on as well. They're trying to get into the playoffs healthy, but first they have to get in there. Bottom line is you need the right information to cash the ticket. That's why they need to call Gordon Howard Global, 1-888-566-7878.
That's absolutely correct, Frank. You have two teams, Minnesota and Seattle, sitting like right in the middle of the offensive records for this year. Minnesota scoring 23 points a game. Seattle scoring 26.5 points per game. A lot of their stats are very close. Guys, we have this information on the game tonight, and the only way you're going to find out how strong it is, obviously, is by making the call. There's no charge. It is free. It's 1-888-566-7878. Make the call. We'll tell you what the winning move is and why. That's the most important part of this. It's a no-lose situation. Free call, free winner, free profits. Guys, there is no hype. There's no hassle. As I said, no obligation. Make it a profitable Monday. Whether you need to bail out from a bad weekend or you want to double up on a good one, we have the answer. It's 1-888-566-7878. Minnesota, Seattle, free from Gordon Howard. Howard.
Kevin Harlan with Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner here from Westwood One with a preview of Monday Night Football brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Try the Mac Stack, mac and cheese with slow smoked meats. Dickies.com. Hey, Kurt, it's a primetime NFC matchup of two playoff hopeful teams, the Seahawks and the Vikings.
I tell you what, Kevin, I can't wait to watch this one. Russell Wilson's been playing great football, as always, against that Minnesota Vikings defense. And then you got Kirk Cousins, who's playing some really efficient football as well against the Seattle defense that I didn't expect to be nearly as good as they are this year with all the changes that they've had. So much riding on this game. I think it's going to be a great one.
It's the Vikings and Seahawks on Monday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on ESPN Las Vegas.
O'Reilly. If road grime is making it difficult to see what's ahead, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help clear the way. Pick up 2 gallons of Rain-X windshield washer fluid for $7. See better in any weather with Rain-X windshield washer fluid, 2 for $7 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it. Which is why I thank the stars I have a third, Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it, which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Back again is the William Hill 2020 College Bowl Challenge, featuring a $20,000 guaranteed grand prize. Pick 20 College Bowl game winners against the spread, and the top score wins with a $100,000 perfect score bonus also up for grabs. It's just $20 to enter, and there's no entry limit. You can also play the contest on the William Hill mobile sports app, which allows you to wager on the go from anywhere in Nevada. For full contest rules, visit any William Hill sportsbook location or visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
As Kurt Warner said, but I think he says it every week, that's what he's got to do. I love this game. Love this game. I actually do. These are two of my favorite teams to watch. I'm I was a big proponent of the Vikings before the season, even doubling down on a bet with McKinnell, Big Mac, that Minnesota would get to at least 9 or 10 wins. Oof. I don't have much margin for error at this point. So Vikes come in at 6-5-1. They've only gone 2-3 in their last five. Seattle, 7-5. I also like watching Seattle because Russell Wilson is one of my favorite players. Picked him for MVP. He's not going to get it, but my God, in the truest sense of most valuable player, he's it. They've won 3 in a row. So the line is, it has moved up at many books, a half point on the total. It's 46. There is 1.5 out there. All threes, but a lot of minus 120s with Seattle favored. So Seattle as a home favorite, but manageable home favorite. I know it sounds weird, right? Seattle at home since 2010. This is courtesy of RJ Bell. Not favored by more than 6 points. We're here, right? 3 points. 26-10-2 against the spread. 72% winners. So when Seattle is maybe a little underestimated, they really come through, and we know Seattle's a ridiculous home field advantage in general. So 26-10-2 against the spread. The total, well, the Vikings really batten down the hatches in December. Recent trend, I think it's four straight unders in December, so that was all last year. So we'll see what Mike Zimmer's team has in this one. I am going with, is it square? I don't know, Seattle. I'd like to see the Vikings win, but I'm going with Seattle in this one. All right, Monday Night Football party is underway. Lots of prizes, including UNLV basketball tickets. Big one this week. Hopefully they get a big crowd out there of locals in the game at T-Mobile against BYU. Movie tickets, show tickets, T-shirts, all at Pizza Rock, Green Valley Ranch. It's free to park. Great food and drink specials. We'll see you in a little bit. Pizza Rock.